This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Vir donderdagoggend, ons kuier binnekort met Dr. Wendy. Ek het agtergekom, ek het nou die Bybel vraag gevra, vasvraag gevra in Engels die hele tyd en nou nie in Afrikaans nie. So, in Engels vraag ek hom gou weer, what does the Bible say is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen? En in Afrikaans, wat sê die Bybel is om seker te wees van die dinge wat ons hoop, om oortuig te wees van die dinge wat ons nie sien nie. Wat is dit? En ek kan vir jou 'n bietjie help. Dis in Hebreërs en ek sê sommer dis hoofstuk 11. As jy nou wil gaan loer, dan moet jy maar loer. It'll be better if you know it off the top of your head. But it's not a competition. I just want to see your answers and we'll talk more about it a bit later. 081-7291-657. This insert, sponsored by Mana Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. And we say a hearty welcome to Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Dr. Wendy. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Brad. I am. Thank you. I hope you are too.
I am. Whenever I hear your voice, I'm like, wow, Thursday already. Time goes by.
I know.
Feel like I can't keep up. Just a few weeks ago, we said we're starting a series talking about headaches and how to manage them naturally. And here we are already on week 3. We ended off last week around omega-3 fatty acids. Dr. Wendy, you helped us to understand 3, 6, and 9, and that we need to really be focusing on the 3s that are helpful for inflammation, which can also be used then for the reduction of headaches. So we're starting this morning with vitamin D.
Yes. So vitamin D is an essential nutrient, and obviously that's our sunshine vitamin. But if we don't have enough vitamin D, it can be linked to chronic headaches as well. And the interesting thing is we live in a sunny climate, so we all assume that our vitamin D levels must be okay. But there are many, many, many of us that don't have enough vitamin D. So it is important to have those levels checked. You can do a blood test to check and see if you are deficient. And if you are in need of vitamin D, then it can be supplemented.
We know from past discussions around vitamin D, we've spoken around the supplementation and how to actively go about getting more sunshine safely and the rest. But, I mean, if you don't have the correct levels of vitamin D, would it give you a clue around headaches? I mean, would a headache be able to tell you there's a deficiency, or is that not an accurate measurement?
No, not necessarily, because the headache is so complex. It could be from so many different areas. So that might be one of the little spokes in the wheel that could be missing. Vitamin D does play a role in hormonal balance as well, and immune function. So it's quite important to have a look and see, to try and get to the root of where the headaches are coming from. Mm. It's not necessarily just one thing. You know, it might not just be magnesium that's deficient, or, you know, vitamin D. There might be some other things going on in your system as well. Mm.
So would it be worthwhile, if you're a headache sufferer, somebody that gets headaches regularly and you can't put your finger on it, you think maybe, like we spoke about in the past, could be a bit of hydration issues, and you try that and you try this and things just aren't getting better, to just go and get some blood work done to see if it maybe could be vitamin D deficiency?
Absolutely. I think most of us should be testing our vitamin D levels when you have, you know, if you routinely do or you do blood tests for anything, but if you are, you know, doing any form of blood testing, just ask them to add your vitamin D so that you can check and see what those levels are looking like.
Yeah, just in response to what you said, I was convinced, Wendy, I'm in Cape Town. I'm outside often. I love exercising and walking and being outside. I'm okay. So I went and just had it tested. And it was really low, so I've had to supplement that with some good quality drops, and I was caught completely by surprise.
Well, I think that is the thing. Most of us are under the assumption that because we live in a sunny climate, we're okay. But it's not just about the sun. It's how does your body convert it? Do you have enough? Do you have the correct genetic makeup to be able to convert the vitamin D from the sun through the cholesterol in your skin to be absorbed by your body? And then we work indoors under fluorescent lighting, which also depletes vitamin D. So, there's so many reasons that we could be depleted. So have a blood test. I definitely do recommend that.
Yeah. Anything else we can look at? We've touched now on vitamin D and some of the other I want to call it minerals and other things that we could be missing or that we could be adding in to ensure we keep headaches at bay, amongst other things.
Yes. So the next one is melatonin. And melatonin is actually a sleep hormone, and it can be very useful in the treatment of headaches. It's often for sort of sleep-related headaches and migraines. It doesn't necessarily work for everybody, but it is something that can be useful if people are struggling with headaches. Melatonin is not always that easy to come by anymore. So you might need to organize this through one of your practitioners, and you obviously do need to check that if you are taking any other medications that there won't be any interactions if you do choose to add melatonin to your regime. But you would be wanting to take around 3 to 10 milligrams of melatonin at night before bed if it is an option for you.
That's interesting. There's so many recipes I've seen online for different kinds of smoothies and things, and then they're saying put things in like ginger and turmeric, which I've tried and I really love, with a little bit of carrot and some lemon, and blend it all up and make these little drinks. They burn, but it's good for you, I believe, in the area of being a natural anti-inflammatory. And for that reason, could that kind of a thing be good for headaches?
Yes, that could definitely be good for headaches. So ginger and turmeric or curcumin are both anti-inflammatories. Curcumin has antioxidant properties as well. And they said that ginger can be as effective as some of the pharmaceutical drugs for migraine relief.
Wow.
And obviously you're looking at quantities and those kind of things, and absorption with ginger is well absorbed, just, you know, taking it as an add-on to your meal. So if you're adding it to juices and to teas and to those kind of things, or chewing it, that's a very good way for it to be absorbed and utilized. Turmeric is a little bit more difficult because the actual extract, the curcumin, is more difficult to access. So that needs a fatty environment. Mm. It can still be added to foods and things like that, but the absorption and the quantities that you would need to consume is a whole lot higher. So if you are wanting to use curcumin for an anti-inflammatory purpose, I would suggest probably looking at it in a capsule form, in a supplement form, but you can still add it to your foods to get that extra benefit.
So that curcumin, so you find that in turmeric, as you're saying, but if we use a little spice shaker to add to a ginger, like I was saying, make a smoothie of sorts, won't really be enough. You need to look at that curcumin as something separate.
Exactly. It doesn't have as much of a therapeutic benefit as ginger would have directly, just having ginger on its own.
Last week, we spoke about CoQ10 as an antioxidant. Are there any other antioxidants that we can consider here as we try to reduce the severity of headaches?
Yes. So alpha-lipoic acid is another good one to use. It's also an antioxidant. It improves insulin sensitivity, which can obviously help for migraines and for headaches. It also works on the nerve endings. So it sort of helps to repair the myelin sheaths, which are the little fatty sheaths around our nerves. So it's very beneficial for the nervous system as a whole. But that combination of blood sugar balance and neurological issues, the alpha-lipoic acid is placed very nicely there.
Mm, I like that. So we've been chatting now over the last few weeks around different kinds of headaches. We've been talking about some reasons why we might get headaches, looking at dehydration and eye strain and hormonal changes and sleep issues and weather changes. Let's wrap this up, if you don't mind, just bringing it all together for us, Dr. Wendy, as we complete the series.
Okay, so if you are a headache sufferer and you want to use supplements, remember that you do need to pair them with things like good hydration. So you can't take a supplement in isolation and expect that that's going to make a difference. So your stress management, hydration, enough rest, and eating a healthy diet, very important. It also, if you are using natural supplements, can take a few weeks before you notice the difference. So, you know, if you have a headache today and you start taking some turmeric or some ginger or some vitamin D, it's probably not going to do anything for your headache today. So it is about perseverance, and it is about, you know, making sure that you're doing something consistently and making those lifestyle changes. Investigate further, find out what the root of the problem is, and all of those things will stand you in good stead to manage your headaches better.
We appreciate that so much. That's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Really grateful for Wendy's input on this series of headaches. And we look forward to what we're going to be starting off next week. Wendy, thank you so much. Enjoy your Thursday. And we just want to say a massive thank you from all of us. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great Thursday too.
Thank you, Wendy. And not only is Dr. Wendy there for us, also these wonderful people make this insert possible.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.